As the season is creeping closer, some key players are starting to really step up. Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper. Zepp, that dang intro gets me fired up. Does it get you jacked up?
It gets me fired up. I be thinking I'm about to go play in a game real fast.
Let's go. The sirens, the buzzers, all that stuff. It feels good. So basketball is right around the corner. We got a exhibition game coming up in just a couple days, and there are some key players that you wouldn't expect. You hear the same names all the time. We got some key players stepping up, and if the word is true, it's going to be good news for the Auburn Tigers. Before we get started and jump into that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, I know everybody's got a 401k, everybody's got a savings, you got all this stuff, I'm sure, that you're comfortable with, that you've been working on for a long time. But how do you know it's working at its maximum level? How do you know you're not paying senseless fees that you don't need to be paying? You need to give them a shout. Tell them War Eagle. Tell them we sent you. Get that free portfolio analysis by going to retirementresults.com/plan and make a friend at the same time as Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. I guess Bruce did some Q&A stuff right before the exhibition game coming up this weekend. Talked a lot about the team, talked a lot about everything that's going on. And probably two of the most intriguing things, we're going to go through both of them, and you're going to go in depth on a little bit of one of them. But he talked about Chaney Johnson. And look, if we're being honest, you can go 1 through 5, and everybody feels really confident about every position, but there's a little bit of a question mark in a lot of people's mind about that four, that power forward. Is Chaney going to take that step up? Can Jaheim Hudson, can he step in and be a contributor? But Bruce really, really raved on Chaney Johnson, especially what's happened over this past couple of weeks. Zepp, I'm telling you, man, if this kid can be 60%, 70% of what Jalen Williams brought last year, Auburn, I mean, it takes Auburn, it unlocks a whole new level to what Auburn can do offensively and defensively.
Most definitely. Chaney Johnson got everything in the rational. He can shoot, he can drive, he can block shots, he can rebound. Like you said, if he have 70% of what Jalen Williams did last year, I can tell you this will be crucial. Chaney Johnson is another X factor. I could talk about on this team because he's going to be crucial during the season because he's long, he's wiry, he just does stuff other guys don't do. And I just seen him have a great year this year, having the confidence coming in. He just feel like he's fit to play Power Five basketball, and he's been an underdog his whole life.
I love it. I love it. Let me read this quote, Zepp, because there's something in it that I find fascinating. And you said, hey, this is pretty normal, and it's great for your game. So let me read this from Bruce. He said, Chaney's challenge is to be aggressive when he's out there with Auburn as he is when he's out there on the scout team, just like last week, which is a lot of fun for our guys to get on the scout team. I try to take two or three scholarship guys and put them on scout teams. Last week was the last week of getting ready for somebody else. We were working on North Carolina last week. That's fun to think about. And we have one of North Carolina's better players, our forced position. So I said, Chaney, why don't you just be the guy? Well, he played great. We couldn't guard him. We couldn't keep him out of the lane. He was driving the ball to the basket. Nobody can stay in front of him. He was aggressive. And I'm like, nobody's saying you can't do that when you're playing for Auburn, which I love. Like, hey, you're doing that on the scout team. Ain't nobody told you can't do that when you're doing the Auburn stuff too. So, talk about that. And I like the idea of having two or three scholarship guys playing on a scout team, which is an underrated aspect of this depth piece that Bruce always preaches.
Playing on the scout team is always fun because it's like you play freely. It's like you're being the best player on the other team. You're being the LeBron on every college basketball team. I mean, when guys got to play on the scout team, their eyes lit up because it was like, I'm finna have some fun in practice. I'm finna just go at these guys. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Janai. I don't care if you're Miles, Denver, and other guys also. But, you know, it's just always fun doing those type of things, being on a scout team and just getting the team prepared to play against great guys in college basketball.
That's interesting. It's a mindset change. It's like, okay, I've got assignments when I'm doing practicing as, you know, the Auburn offense or the Auburn defense. I got all these assignments, and maybe that's running through my head too much. And when mm-hmm. I go out on scout team, I can kind of let loose and just do my thing. And like you said, it frees you up. And I think little breaks like that mentally probably help you sort of carry that over to your regular game.
Most definitely it helps you carry over to the regular game, because you can have a drought in practice and in games. When you get on the scout team and your confidence level boosts up after missing so many shots during the game or during practice, it's just like your level goes up and it goes up and up, especially playing against guys that are good. You're playing against the team. You're playing against Auburn. You're having the mindset of stopping someone. Auburn plays defense to stop every single possession. So scoring on those guys and feel like they can't stop you, that just gives you unlimited confidence in every single aspect of your basketball game.
No doubt. As hard as Bruce coaches you guys on the defensive side to say we couldn't get in front of him, we couldn't stop him, we couldn't do anything with him. I mean, you're balling out. If you're able to do that and enforce your will on the starters of a Bruce Pearl defense, like clearly – you got something going in the right direction. So there's another guy we're going to talk about that I think takes Auburn to another level. But if Chaney is taking that jump that he sort of started to show towards the end of last season, if that's about to carry over right at the start of this season, like he's the difference in – I legitimately believe this. Like him playing at a high level is the difference in maybe – you know, three or four wins, I think, maybe more, as far as like just based off of his performance. So I think that's massive. And that's a very unique little nugget, the idea of this whole how the scout team is utilized. So I think that's fascinating. Another guy, this Zep really fires me up. But he was asked about JP Pegues, and he didn't shy away. He said, look, he had a good summer, and then he regressed for a couple of weeks. And I think he got a bum hand, a little bit of an injury on his hand, he said. But this last couple of weeks, he's really starting to turn it on to the point where it's looking like I'm getting up to speed. I'm able to, you know, I may see a light at the end of the tunnel as far as the next couple of weeks in being able to compete with this out-of-conference schedule and in the SEC. Talk about how massive is it going to be if you actually get JP to give not just role player minutes at point guard, if he can be a difference maker at point guard on this Auburn basketball team.
Oh, it's going to be a huge difference maker, because he's going to open the floor. Having a guard with the capability of passing, scoring, shooting, you can't beat that. You can't beat a veteran guard being a fifth-year guard. It's just going to be crucial. I think the time he missed with his hand, with his thumb, with him being out, I think it gave him time to slow up the game, to actually learn the game, to watch practice and try to figure out what can he do better.
Yeah.
How can he do things, his weakness that he was struggling with? I think it slows your mindset up. And it gets you to improve your game, just sitting out and watching the guys.
There's no doubt that that's got to be playing a huge role. Imagine like going in there and like you start to see, oh man, I might be out of my league. Like I might be, and then you start pressing and then you start trying to do stuff that's outside of what your abilities are. Uh-huh. And then you're like, then it's like, now it's a mental thing. Like you said, now it's like in my head, I don't want to turn it over. Oh, I don't want to miss a shot and ruin a possession. Now it's become a mental thing. Maybe, like you said, having that little injury, having time to kind of sit back and sort of take it in, let things slow down, because it's just been go, 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 go since you've been here. Get up to speed, get up to speed, get up to speed, putting pressure on myself to get up to speed. Being sidelined for a little bit might be a blessing, might have been a blessing in disguise.
Oh, without a doubt, it's a blessing in disguise, because like you said, you hit it right on the nail. Once you start figuring things out, and once you start seeing, you just, like, he probably struggled in practice, and he probably was trying to figure stuff out, like, oh man, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta pass better, I gotta shoot better. I came in here, I'm a fifth year guard, and I can't make the right reads. Coach is gonna be yelling at me. So it's like you're pressing, pressing, and pressing, and the only thing you know in your mind is, I'm messing up. I'm this big time transfer. I got a lot of NIL value, and I came in not being the player I was supposed to be. So what can I do? And this time here has given me time to develop my game. It only takes a couple of days to learn new things. So his couple of days, he could learn the smallest little details, and that smallest little details could help you out super, super big, from passing, shooting, reading the floor, passing with your left hand. So I think he just had that time to develop the simple things, not the big things. The simple things are the things that are going to get you to get the wins in.
No doubt, because y'all are going hard. As soon as school starts, really even before school starts in August, y'all are already going hard, and he's already been here getting after it. So, like, there doesn't really seem like there could be a break. So if you've already kind of putting pressure on yourself and you're struggling a little bit, I can see where having this little break with this injury, even though, you know, it sidelines you, it could be, you know, a blessing for him. Another thing Bruce talked about, Zep, this is this little secret that we've been talking about, something to be looking for. He talked about Janai and Dylan being on the court at the same time. And this is what he said. He said they were asking about Janai in his shooting range and playing time and what position he's going to be playing this year. Or is there going to be any changes there? And he said Janai is going to continue to be an inside-out player, both offensively and defensively. And, Zep, and we will have Janai and Dylan on the floor at the same time for periods of time during the course of the game. If that's the case, like, just don't come past the three-point line. Just start jacking it up and then turn around and run to the other side, because you're not scoring inside if that's the case.
Almost definitely you're not scoring inside if that's the case. Like I say, Janai and Dylan, they both are shot blockers. Especially Dylan, he's a guy who, that's just what he wants to do. He wants to get that block shots to get his energy. He feeds off block shots.
Yes.
And Janai, he has come naturally to the game, you know, blocking with his left and right-handed. But I see both of those guys being on the court, and I look forward to seeing those guys the first regular season game.
I predict first game.
I pick Janai at the four, Dylan at the five. Mark Myers.
Okay. Let's see it. Hey, did Dylan ever throw your stuff in the stands in practice? I know he probably tried a lot.
Most definitely he tried. You do one pump fake, Dylan is going to try to block the crap out of your shot. When I tell you, Dylan will try to block your shot so bad, that's just what he does.
He wants to break your soul, I feel
you,
like.
You can throw a penny in the air, he's still going to try to block it. You can throw a pencil in the air, he's still going to try to block it. That's one thing about him.
I love it. So a lot of good stuff. It's great to hear the good news about JP sort of getting back up to speed. We've heard talk. We've heard whispers. I think this is the first time we've heard somebody actually say, be on the lookout for Janai and Dylan on the court at the same time. Look, if Dylan can learn how to guard a little bit better without fouling, that's a very deadly combination. Because you could go those two guys, and then you could put Pettiford, Kelly, and Denver out on the court at the same time. Like, you could go small real fast at guard and then have those guys out there. And it's just like, I don't even know what you do. Like, the spacing and everything that you could possibly have, like, just, I mean, you can shoot until you get tired. I feel like you just get rebounds, kick it back out, just shoot until you get tired.
You can space the floor out so much. You know, especially playing with three guards, it's always good to play with three guards because the pace, the flow, it just have things off balance, especially with a big man who can set screens and catch lobs, but also shoot threes also. So I feel like when you play three guards, I feel like that's a natural strength because all three guards are all three guards do three different things.
Yes.
Maybe one guard can defend better. Maybe one guard can shoot better. So it kind of throws the defense off balance.
Yeah, I love it. So a lot of good stuff heading into this scrimmage. We're going to keep you updated. We're going to let you know how it goes. We're going to break it down, talk about all the chatter that we hear around it. Auburn and Furman on Sunday, I believe, or is it? I think it's Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, so not going to be televised. There will be people in the stands, but we'll have definitely get some reports on all the scoring, how it goes and everything like that. And I'm very interested to see who plays. And we know Miles is not playing. He did come out and say he's not going to travel. He's not going to play. So he's still coming back. He was out pretty hard with mono and gaining his strength back, and there's really no sense in, you know, going out there if you're not 100%, especially in an exhibition game. But more than likely, he's going to be ready for FAU on the second exhibition game. So we'll see how that goes. Zep, have a great weekend. Tell them how they can find you. Tell them how they can support you and show you some love.
Twitter at RIP_QUAN5. Instagram at RIP_QUAN12.
Love it, man. Y'all can find me every single day on the Top Button Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And you know, me and Zep are going to be here at least twice a week and maybe even some more as the season rolls on. So y'all have a great weekend. We'll catch you back and update you shortly after the scrimmage. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.